Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's fall and the air is filled with footballs, which means I am thinking about appropriate food for watching the Ravens play. This time of year, I always end up talking to Shane Hughes of Liberty Delight Farm to see if he's got any bratwurst to sell. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'm glad to say he always does. Hey, but why stop at bratwurst? There's a lot more out there, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, you're right. This is sort of a traditional, definitely, in my mind, fall-type treat that's definitely sort of linked with tailgating and football and those types of things.
Yeah, the bratwurst is really popular, I think, because it goes so well with beer.
Yeah.
And you actually
can cook it in beer. We have a big German population.
We do.
Sort of, that's something that, you know, that's why we have sauerkraut on the Thanksgiving table.
But exactly.
Yes. I mean, and I like a good bratwurst, even boiled in beer.
Yeah, it's really good. Ideally, I think grilled is really a good way to go with it.
Yeah.
Another one that's very popular is the knackwurst.
Yeah.
Which is that kind of, it's a very plump.
It's fat. Yeah.
It's fat. You know, fat boy kind of red looking. And,
right.
The inside is sort of like a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell
very
me,
smooth texture.
Yeah. They tell me that at the Oktoberfest, this is the, go-to sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, I have mixed feelings about it.
Really?
Because when you look at it, it's not very attractive. You know, it's just.
Because it just has this white.
Kind of white lump.
Yeah, I know. I see what you're saying. I just know that I love. I mean, those with mustard, I think, are some of the most delicious.
Absolutely.
Versed, and you know, they're not as bland as you might think.
Oh no, they're not. They just look bland.
Yeah.
Right. No, they're delicious, and that's the one I go to when I want to have sauerkraut.
Oh yeah.
I think that's the perfect one. And I know in Alsace, that's what.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All the time. The Germans, I don't think, have a monopoly on sausage because you got kielbasa from nearby Poland.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up with a Polish aunt, and that was kind of one of the treats because my mom, being Italian, didn't really make it at home. But so when we went to visit my aunt, I was counting on a pot of boiling kielbasa and cabbage on the stove. The smell, I still can think of it. And that is a great, it walks the line. It's a coarser texture than the hot dog, but not so coarse as like Italian sausage. So it's got a great texture when you eat it, and I think it's really
a great big long link, or
a big roll sometimes.
Yeah, and I believe they smoke them quite often.
Oh yeah, smoked kielbasa is delicious.
And of course, Italy knows the thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
sausage.
I think, you know, one of the kings of sausage making for
Absolutely.
Sure. I mean, the French might argue, but.
No, I give a nod to the Italians.
You know, the bologna that we make is full of jowl fat and pistachio nuts. I mean, who can't argue with a good thing of mortadella?
That's right. And you have a lot of really nice, very firm sausages that walk hand in hand with the cured hams.
Sure.
Because this was a way of preserving the meat.
Yeah, so you're wandering into the dried sausage world. I mean, everything
we're
talking about right now is sort of fresh sausage that needs to be cooked. The dried sausages, which, you know, are quite delicious in their own right, were made over time to preserve food. They have nitrates added to them and things like that. I think it's a whole different category, but fun
it
for
is.
Sure.
It is. And we mentioned the French. Let's talk quickly about the Andouille sausage.
Always a good one.
You know, very garlicky.
Yep, and one that's found its way into New Orleans cooking, obviously.
Absolutely.
A staple down there, for sure.
It's totally a staple.
Yeah.
And it just goes so well with the gumbos and things
yes.
like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Something we should all be familiar with. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget the chorizo.
Spanish version, and something that I think is sort of instrumental in the flavoring of paella.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things you start with. But there, you know, there is a dried version of chorizo in Mexico that they like to eat a lot, too. That's different, completely different, but very good.
So many sausages, so little
so time.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.